podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
When this note arrived on Friday, we actually, amongst the three of us here, we started talking about whether we really wanted to read it or if we just wanted to send back our thoughts to the listener. And then we thought, well, she's looking for advice, so we're going to go ahead and air. She does say her first line. She says the word please twice. Please, please do not use my name.
All right.
So,
okay, Vanessa.
We've decided. Ha ha. Well, okay, we can call her Vanessa. That's fine. Let me knock out what I had here. We'll call her Vanessa. Please do not use my name. I'm writing because I am drowning in guilt right now and need some advice. She writes, I'm married and mostly happy with that. No marriage is perfect, but we're doing pretty good. I travel a lot in my work and go to several conferences and trade shows a year. 2 weeks ago, I was at a trade show out of state, and on the last night, several of us went to the hotel bar with some other vendors. We all had quite a lot to drink, and there was one man who was obviously flirting with me, very handsome, very successful, and I have to admit, I let him flirt. At about 11 o'clock, this is Vanessa's story, at about 11 o'clock, we all left the bar and went upstairs. Before I know what's happening, it's just the two of us on the elevator, this man and me, and when the doors open, I say goodnight and start to get off. He takes my hand, pulls me back, and yes, he kissed me. Vanessa writes, the thing is, I let him. I kissed him back, and it probably lasted about 30 seconds.
Oh.
Can you just see that scene on the elevator?
Yeah.
11 o'clock, hotel elevator, no one around.
Those trade shows, I know, too. The liquor is a-flowing like the, the rivers of Capistrano.
Huh?
The stories I've heard. Anyway, back to her note. Probably lasted about 30 seconds. Then I sort of came to my senses, kind of laughed, and said goodnight, went to my room. Now it's been 2 weeks, and I'm feeling horrible about it. I feel like I need to tell my husband what happened, even though nothing happened after we kissed. But will he ever trust me on a trip again? Would he trust me at all? If he told me this happened to him, I'd be furious and probably would never trust him again. So this is tearing me up. Do I do the honest thing and tell him or try to act like it never happened? And that is from Vanessa.
My goodness me, Vanessa.
Oh, haven't we all thought about this too? Because it's like, it's a kiss. Is it cheating? Like it's there's just so many kind of back and forth factors that I think a lot of us have gone through in our little cheating minds.
I say you don't tell him.
Because it's already been 2 weeks now, so it's kind of like, why didn't you tell me when you first got home?
Well, I think he would understand that she's broiling in guilt and has been...
But she didn't push him off and say, oh, no, no. She pulled him closer.
Well,
and it is one of those things, it's like, well, you did that this time, how far do you go next time?
Right.
That you're not pushing him off. You know what I'm saying?
She's asking advice. If we did five calls, what's your guess on our, knowing our listeners, would they tell her to do the honest thing and fess up to her husband?
Yes.
Or would they say, nope, let it go and hope that it never happens
again?
Yep,
go frozen. Go frozen on
it. Let it go.
Yep. Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy, Mix 100.3, a note from a woman that we're calling her Vanessa. She does a lot of travel for her job and conferences, trade shows. And look, in my days in radio, back in the day, I went to a lot of trade shows. And I can tell you that there's a lot going on at trade shows.
A lot of hooking up.
It's like Vegas. What happens at the trade show stays at the trade show.
And before you think I'm like indicting everybody, no, not everybody, but it's way more prevalent.
But 97%
than you would think.
Yeah. You got nothing else to do during the evenings, right?
You're at a Radisson Inn. You got to drink
a lot
and
of
hook
alcohol
up.
And you know those Radissons.
Poor Radisson Inn.
Do they still exist?
I don't know.
Just for that reason. Okay, look, let's get back to the story. Vanessa says she was there. She says she's married. And how did she word that marriage thing? Let me see it again. She goes, I'm married and mostly happy with that. No marriage is perfect, but we're doing pretty good. Anyway, some guy in an elevator that she'd been flirting with had been flirting with her, kissed her. She kissed him back, lasted 30 seconds before she says she came to her senses and went on to her room. Now she's wondering, because the guilt is just eating her up, does she tell her husband about this? She goes, he'll never trust me again on a trip. And I don't know. We'll see what you say. Good morning, Kate.
Hi.
So is she telling her husband or not?
I do not think she should tell her husband.
Why not?
Because it's not going to benefit him at all. It's just going to get it off her chest, which is pretty selfish. Selfish reason to tell.
Mm, right. Honestly, there's no benefit selfish. Really to telling him. It's just going to cause a fight.
Well, there's nothing that happened. Whole honesty thing that a lot of people right. would try wrong.
You know, the whole foundation of the relationship. You know,
the trust and honesty
thing. Blah, blah. Sure.
Okay. Kate, thanks for being on the show.
No problem. Thanks.
Appreciate your
I'm going to so get in trouble today when I get home.
Hello, Felicia. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Is she telling?
I think she should tell him.
Yeah.
I think that if she doesn't, it's going to eat her alive, and eventually it's going to destroy them either way. So it's easier just to get it out in the open and taken care of right away.
You know, these things tend to fester and sometimes get even worse, don't you think?
Yeah.
If it becomes a habit, I think. Yeah. It'll be worse. If this happens every single time she happens to find herself in an elevator every time she goes to a trade show, then it's going to fester and implode. Huh. It's just one time.
And is a kiss a slippery slope? Who knows?
Felicia, I'm glad you called. Have a great day, okay?
You too, thank you.
Maybe she just had something in her teeth. He was helping her out.
Sure. I think that the honesty is almost it's a great insurance policy that you won't do it again, you know, because then you tell your husband and you get through the tough talk. But then you're like, no, I'm not going to do this again because I'm going to win back his trust.
Mm-hmm. Good morning, Hannah.
Or not.
Hi.
What do you think, Hannah?
I think what Kate thinks is she just wants to get rid of her guilt and the way she feels. And then she's just going to dump that on him. And he can't tell anybody to get rid of his guilt because he doesn't have any. But he'll feel terrible.
So you're saying she can't tell him?
I don't think she should tell him. I think she should just deal with it. She'll just make him feel terrible.
Yeah. Might ruin her career, too, I think, because he's not going to let her go to any more trade shows and advance her career. And
oh, come on.
Really?
I wouldn't. Like he has control over her. So.
What if she went all the way with this guy? Would you say don't tell him then?
Whoa.
I don't know. I just know somebody who told her husband something like that. And it didn't go well.
Uh-oh.
How far did that go?
Just a kiss.
Okay.
Are they divorced?
Hmm. Yes.
Oh, boy.
Well, that escalated quickly.
Hannah, I appreciate your call, and I hope you have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thanks a lot.
Freaking trade shows.
Man.
It's Alex. Hello, Alex. Welcome to the show.
Radisson.
Good morning.
What do you think?
I think that she should not tell him. She's doing it out of her own self-interest. She just wants to feel better about herself, and she's already waited this long. It's just going to make it worse.
Mm.
Well, you know, you guys are making it sound like 2 weeks is 20 years. It's like 10 to 12 days.
Yeah, but why wouldn't she have told them right after she got back, you know?
Well, I think we all understand she probably on the flight back was just in agony. So, I mean, can't you put yourself in her shoes for just a second? I mean, she's freaking out.
But she probably felt good about it, too. Like, I still got it.
Doesn't seem like it to me.
She said he was handsome. Reread that part.
And rich.
Alex, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks, guys.
Have a great day.
Bye.
You too.
Minty fresh.
Well, it's already been decided, but let's get to the fifth call. Hi, Tanya. Tanya.
Oh, hello.
Going once, going twice. So what's the story? Is she telling her husband or not?
In the past, I would have said absolutely tell him, but life has taught me don't tell him. Just keep your mouth shut and just work on your marriage.
Well, now wait just a minute.
Don't do it again.
I have to pry here.
Yes, please.
What do you mean by life has taught you?
Just because in the past, because I'm almost 50, and in the past I would have told I tell everything. I don't keep anything, even if I overspend the budget on the groceries or something. You know, I'll share everything. But something like this, I've been in sales, I've been to trade shows, I know how it goes down. Things do get crazy. Mm-hmm.
How do you know?
You've been in that elevator, haven't you, Tauntaun?
Been on the spot, you know, yes. But just don't. I have not done anything, but the moment's been there. But just don't tell him. Just work on your marriage.
All right.
Just go forward.
Okay.
Are you surprised that 4 out of 5 people said don't tell?
No. Not really.
I am. I'm glad you called. Have a great day, okay?
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Because I'm trying to put myself in these shoes. I'm trying to figure out what I would say or what I would recommend. I just know that I'm surprised that 80% of our listeners said, you've just made out with a stranger in an elevator. You just don't say anything about it.
But it was quick and she regrets it and just move on.
I don't think that's the point. I don't think the length of the interlude is the issue here. Whether it was 5 seconds or 50 seconds.
It was just the tongue on tongue.
She was kissing back and now she hasn't told him.
She was an active participant in it.
All I know is all I can sing in my head right now is because your kiss is on my lips.
So, Jeremy, you're voting for Don't Tell?
Yeah, Don't Tell.
Because your kiss.
Emily?
Oh, golly. I have a feeling. Because imagine if Gentleman Caller told this to me. I wouldn't want to know. And it's just a kiss. And don't do it again. I think my mind has been changed. I would say Don't Tell as well. I've been swayed. Mm-hmm. Can we play some Hall & Oates?
Can we play Aerosmith, Love in an Elevator?
I think Love in an Elevator might be better. And I have to vote, don't I?
What are you going to do, Testa?
Honest Abe.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd be that guy in the elevator, though.
You would. No, you're the predator in the elevator.
No.
You're the minty, fresh, handsome man at the Radisson.
Don't go.
I'm going to have to...
You're a yanker.
I'm going to have to say for this story, this event, this time, Don't Tell.
Okay.
Okay.
Done. Don't tell.
I'm
going
to have to say you're going to have to just move on and figure out a way of not letting that happen again. And generally, you know what that involves is not so many cocktails at the bar afterwards.
How about you just don't be a hussy?
I mean, really, you've got to just step up and say, guys, I'll have one drink with you guys afterwards. And then you got to go back to your room.
Yep. Right. And then drink in the dark like I do. It's
no
fun.
More body shots. No more body shots.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.